Chapter 9. Ella's Daddy. Henry. The white people in our town were all saying the same thing. George Stinney killed those two poor girls. George was the last person to see them before they died, they said. We are sure that he killed them too. The police took George to the police station. They asked him lots of questions for many hours. They did not allow him to have a lawyer. Poppy's friend Pete had a job cleaning the police station. Pete heard the police talk to George. You can have some ice cream if you confess, they said to George. I can't believe that, said Granny. Me too, said Poppy. But I know that Pete is telling the truth. They arrested George because he confessed. George didn't kill them, shouted Myrna. Everyone knows that George didn't kill them. This isn't right. I know, said Poppy. He hugged Myrna. She started crying. After George was arrested, things started to change for black people in our town. We were not allowed to be outside after it got dark anymore. The white people in our town were angry about George and the two girls. Everyone was worried. Something bad is going to happen, we all thought. One day, Poppy and I met George's father near the store. What are you going to do now? Asked Poppy. We're leaving, said Mr. Stinney. He looked very tired and sad. I lost my job because of what is happening with George. Some people want to hurt the family. We have to leave. I was surprised. I could not believe that they were leaving without George. Don't worry, Mr. Stinney, I said. When George gets out of prison, he can come live with us. Mr. Stinney started to smile at me, but then we heard a noise. That's not a good idea, boy, said a voice behind me. Do you want us to lynch you too? We looked around. A group of white people were standing behind us, listening to everything. They looked angry, and I was scared. Mr. Stinney turned away from them. You should go. Poppy nodded. Okay. Get in the truck, Henry. The white people watched us drive away. Something was wrong with Ella. How was it with your mama in Boston? I asked her many times. I can't talk about it now, she said. Once, she said, I didn't really like Boston. There was something that she did not want to say to me. At school one day, Ella got into a fight with Pookie Rogers. Ella hit Pookie very hard, and she was not allowed to come to school for a few days. Ella was fighting because she was angry about something. But I think after the fight, she understood that she needed to talk about her feelings. On our way home from school that day, Ella finally spoke about Boston. I was surprised to hear about her mama and Helen, and also what she found out about her daddy. JP is my daddy, Henry, said Ella. I know it. I need to find him. Just ask Granny, I said. She'll tell you about him. Don't be stupid, said Ella. I already asked Granny. She doesn't know anything. There are some jazz clubs in Charleston, I said. Maybe your mama went to those clubs. Maybe your daddy did too. Maybe somebody remembers them there. Then I thought of something. Mr. Parker likes jazz music. How do you know? Asked Ella. My mama told me, I said. Mr. Parker went to jazz clubs in Charleston all the time. He was often the only white boy in the club. Maybe Mr. Parker knows my daddy, said Ella. She looked excited. We should check his office for some information. I don't think that's a good idea, I said. But it was important to Ella, and I wanted to help her. Granny sent me, Ella, and Myrna to Parker's to buy some food. Because George was in the police station, Granny always wanted us to go out in groups. She was worried something might happen if we were alone. When we got to the store, Myrna saw her friend Fred in the street. She left me and Ella and went to talk to him about George. Ella and I went into the store. Mr. Parker was cleaning the floor at the front of the store. He did not look at us. Can I help you, Mr. Parker? I asked. No, Henry. Stay there, said Mr. Parker. I turned to look at Ella, but she was not there. I looked all around the store, but I could not see her. I looked out the window. I could see Myrna and Fred in the street. Ella was not with them. I was ready to shout out her name, but then I saw her. She was walking out of Mr. Parker's office. I could not believe it. Ella was crazy. Ella smiled at me and ran out of the store. I followed her. You're going to get us into trouble, I said quietly. I was scared Mr. Parker might hear us. Ella shrugged her shoulders and pulled some business cards out of her pocket. They were from jazz clubs. I looked through the cards. One card was very interesting, I thought. Ella, I said. I showed her the business card. Look. The card said, Parker's General Store, 255 Main Street, Alkaloo, South Carolina. Jackson Parker, owner. Ella shrugged again. I don't understand. Why is that special? Look, I said again. Look at his name. Mr. Parker's name is Jackson Parker. Ella looked at me. Her eyes were wide open. JP? I nodded. Ella, is Mr. Parker your daddy? Ella turned back to the store. We could see Mr. Parker in the window. She watched him for a minute. Then she turned back to me and said, Henry, you're crazy.